You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
First things first, let's take a look at the market movements throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by senior analyst at XNest, Terence Hove, to do this. Good evening, Terence. Lovely to catch up with you. As always, markets having a soft day from a local perspective, unless you're looking at resource counters. They kind of benefited from a resurgence in commodities prices. What did you make of today's movements?
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy. Good to be back on the show. I think our markets are doing fairly well on the back of all the global tension that is currently there around trade policy and trade war with the new Trump administration. So if we look at where the Rand is, on the back of all those, very significant moves that the White House is taking with regards to trade policies, amongst other announcements that they've made. I would say that I think the South African market is faring very well. And I think it's also showing that traders are really looking at, the actual fundamentals of economic drivers or, market performance, other than just the sentiment around announcements being made. Because I think that's really what got the jitters going. You mentioned, resources. We're seeing gold trading at an all-time high. It got close to 3,000, earlier in the week. It's trading lower at about 2,919. So I think the risk is really much there in the market and as an emerging market to see where we are with the Rand, trading, ranging between 1840, 1850. I think we're faring very well.
Terence, with the Rand at 1850, I mean, you said we're doing quite well there. Are you optimistic that that'll strengthen throughout the rest of the year? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of tensions that continue to unfold around the world, and some of those tensions are affecting in South Africa or spilling over into South Africa, but we've also got some of our own challenges. Are you optimistic that we would get stronger from here from a Rand perspective?
Yeah, I think, what caution is generally in the market, including the US Fed, if we've listened to their comments, is to really see and evaluate the impact of the Trump policies. I mean, there's the initial knee-jerk reaction, to an announcement or to a headline. But to say, would the Rand do very well for the rest of the year? I mean, there's just so many moving parts to it. When we look at it globally, locally, it's a bit shaky, primarily because of energy, because that's a big factor. If rates keep coming lower, as they are, that's good for business, that's good for consumers. But if we are not able to produce, or producers are not able to produce, manufacture because of energy challenges, then that will probably be a challenge for good Rand performance for the rest of the year. So I think the eye now is on the trade policy and those energy concerns that were sort of a bit of market shockers in the past weeks. So those are the things that I think would ultimately, amongst others, determine where the Rand ends off. But for now, it's faring well.
Terence, when we look at some of the other movements in terms of the commodities, they also seemingly doing well at the moment. The oil price is getting a bit softer there as well. We're seeing a lot more interest coming through in terms of the commodity space. Is that still to do with what's happening around the world around the tariff tensions and all of that, or something else now spurring the commodity markets on?
Yeah, so certainly, I mean, the biggest thing that's spurring the commodity market on is the conversation that U.S. President Donald Trump had with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and talks around peace talks. Germany has come out and said, how could Trump go out and offer, I don't know, certain things without beginning the talks. But obviously, as President Donald Trump said, he's putting America first. So he's really not going to band with anyone else to say, let's go and get this done. And I think we're starting to see that relief in terms of energy, you know, coming lower. And that's a big trigger, you know. If things settle in the in Eastern Europe, that's definitely a big trigger towards softer energy prices, and also in the Middle East as well. Right now, we've just had President Donald Trump's conversation with President Vladimir Putin. But again, with the Middle East, it's ongoing, so there's more development that will come out there. And these have been primarily the high-risk factors. If we look at 2020, you know, for the past 2 years, really, you know, two or so years. So I think with these big risk factors coming out of the market or starting to cool down, and as they cool down even more significantly, we are likely to see softer, you know, prices, I think, reflecting, you know, that risk premium coming out of the market.
We could be in for softer prices, but at the same time, markets are doing well. They're doing better than they have been. We'll leave the conversation there. Thanks so much for those insights, Terence. Terence Hove, Senior Market Analyst at Exynos, joining us to take a look at the market movements as well as what sentiment might be thinking or what might be driving sentiment at the moment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.